State and territory border closures will be top of the agenda when National Cabinet meets today. The closures have been put in place to contain the spread of coronavirus, but there's mounting frustration from business leaders about the economic cost. Meantime, the closure of South Australia's border with Victoria has come into effect overnight. From today, only students in years 11 and 12 and farmers living near the border will be given travel exemptions. Hundreds of staff and children at a Brisbane youth detention centre are being tested for COVID-19. It follows confirmation that a supervisor has contracted the virus. Queensland Health says the woman in her 70s did 5 shifts while she was infectious. The West Australian government is set to force people considered to be a quarantine flight risk to wear electronic monitoring bracelets. It follows the escape of 2 women from hotel quarantine in Perth earlier this week. Former White House adviser Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty to fraud charges over a fundraising campaign to build the US-Mexico border wall. Prosecutors allege that Mr. Bannon and 3 others ran a scheme to defraud hundreds of thousands of donors in connection with an online crowdfunding campaign that raised nearly $35 million. Voters in the Northern Territory head to the polls this weekend. The Gunner Labor government is chasing a second term in office against a gloomy economic backdrop. 111 candidates are contesting 25 electorates.